mente abierta, quizás esta vez para un blanco espacio breve momento. Even coaching that it's
located on a farm, on a portion of the that at the former farm, Luka 1299. So our attendee was that the strategy is aware that the portion that was the former farm is in fact in or at an area called Mahulena. Now this is just the formal information that we wanted to have developed so that the area for area has gone insufficient in our district. But now it is an informal area of site so that which is in the past of this former farm that dates back to the 1800s, even in the time when the farm was still on the land, the world still grave of our people on the portion of land. So those are the reasons why the traditional leadership believes strongly that the land is under their leadership or their control. In fact, perhaps I could briefly just move from that point to the hope that the report has been perhaps seen from the Human Rights Commission, which is, I suppose, a focus for this meeting. In fact, our belief was that this meeting is called because of the report that the Human Rights Commission has given, but it seems that perhaps we were kept our impressions there. Perhaps, before I go there quickly, the land where we are in the Shadina village, even there there is no traditional land. I was born on that, there is no heritage. I was born on that land, and there has not been heritage for that land where I live. And in fact, to our part of the chief responsible, there is no heritage for anyone of the settlements there. So it came as a shock. In fact, it was surprising that now, when I am chief of the village, the municipality comes with the claim that it's no longer on this. It has never been our land, and I wonder why this question never arose in the days when our father or our grandfather were practicing all these things that I have presented before this committee today. The same question which I have not received the answer for yet. Now, moving forward, the sheriff or not, the report indicated that 671 people received notices of the eviction, or in fact, the council that they are close to 671 people. This is one of the documents that we received as an email yesterday. This is proof that there was more than the number of sites given to the people. In fact, the people who were evicted and provided sites were far less than the people who lived on that land. This is confirmation from the sheriff, who in fact sent the letter of eviction, perhaps of the notice of eviction to the people. Further, the local municipality is aware or has been aware of the intervention of the Human Rights Commission from the day before the eviction. On the 10th of June, the Human Rights Commission wrote the letter, making them aware or requesting them to at least put the eviction on hold until the information, so the people have been informed as to where and how they're supposed to move, where to move and how they're supposed to, by when perhaps they're supposed to move to whichever place that they supposedly have. Now, in the court statement, the municipality has stated that there is a certain piece of land that has 237 sites. Now, part of the reason why we went back to court with an appeal is because first, we did not know where that place was. We had never been informed of any such case. And secondly, the number of the statement was far less than the number we presented in the court papers of the highest of the people who were allocated there, these 930 people. Furthermore, the highest that were alleged to our tenant's land, the municipality stated that there is water network, sea network, and gravel roads. Now, on one of the four cases, what do I mean by four cases? Our cases have been divided into four groups. The first group is people, including myself, who, when the eviction took place, took our property and went back to our parents' house in an attempt to keep our possessions safe, and also The second is the people who went to the shelter and the fire station and at the youth center. The third is the people who went to Snake Park and that was fished in Kulam, which is said to be a temporary accommodation until permanent accommodation is available for them. And the fourth is the place next to the Kulam, which is graveyard. Now, none of these places, in fact, none of the two places provided by the municipality have a water network, a sewage network, and a gravel road. So, and in fact, that is where the people have been relocated to. So, we find that the
question, I would prefer that you hang that because I think this type of infrastructure service providing that number is a petition that we are going to discuss in the future. But how do you mean? I would like to ask why have you produced that in the land if you don't have to ask such a question? Then I'll have to figure out what to do. If you have a source that's not bad, then we can have our members to tell you about this.
Thank you.
I'm speaking Chinese and the inter-integration group without the foundation. So I can just look at things that problem.
Thank you very much.
I will not name up your head from the traditional council heads. What is to the allocation of the land to the people? Anything for clarity? Honorable Chief.
Thank you, sir. I want to know from the chief. Is this land under the municipality or is this the rural area?
Even the rural area is under the Mondiakofu municipality. And the Mondiakofu municipality is the first provider for the whole area of Kwaku. So there are areas where the municipality, where traditional leaders don't allocate them, which is the Prenchawa township and Klavi house. But surrounding the township, in fact, that area is a piece of land where the chief provided to the former government for a development for the factory area and the township and so forth. But that area is not, the land on that area is not now being allocated, the sites are not being allocated by the chief, apart from now, the surrounding villages. So this is the part that is the surrounding village that falls under the municipality that has never been given to the municipality by the chief.
Did you submit any claim to the land affairs for that land as a chief? Did you submit anything to the land as a claim?
No, the understanding of our people was that is our land. So the understanding was that how can we, when we have heard now of a claim happening of piece of land, we were hoping to claim we have the area of potential where the municipality is situated because there were never any payment or any giving to the people for the claim that the township was being developed. Never was it for this piece of land because this is the piece of land that our people had been and still are using. So there was this formal launch of a claim just as it happened around the land case commission. Yeah.
first when I think I've seen that my grandpa whom yesterday they asked that we postpone the hearing for them to come with the vital presentations, which I did not grant that request. So I'm saying that I think it's because we wanted them to be able to take the legal presentation. It is, you know, the municipality that was much and it's not the legal presentation that we expected from. So I did not grant them that request on the basis of that, that we deal with the directly the central affected. Honorable Mark.
So there's a name of the places on the point to the last but in terms of the 69 of the Constitution, this committee is for the power to serve on any person. So in this case, I can check this thing. Mm-hmm. You are correct in terms of saying one of the and not the other.
Thank you. Over to you, my dear Koko, you will start by reminding us who you are and what position.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson and members of the House. I am Major Jimmy, managing the House Association at the Major Local Municipality. Can I publish and apologize for having made that request for your postponement? Because, quite honestly, I was afraid. We only got the invitation on Friday, and the invitation was not sure. Therefore, it's not the one of the things that was expected of us. And because of the sensitivity of the mind, the first thing that came into our mind is to let the person listed in this from the start to this place. But now that we are here to understand what's happening, we have all the ability to take you to the house, the accounts at the end, during the day, before and after.
Thank you very much. And also, indeed, confirm that it was for a short notice and we apologize for that because the decision of the committee was taken last week to say we need to put this particular matter on the floor and then it obviously was for a short notice. Honorable Julian Sigan.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to confirm that I thought that municipality you indicated that you know everything. And your body is ready to continue. Just to confirm that, so that we clarify all other aspects that we make up, we make the decision short notice on that. Are you really ready and confirming that you know everything about this matter and you will do justice to this hearing? Thank you.
That was what I said. I'm trying to say, are you there proficient enough to say we are ready to take with
you? Thank you, Chairperson. I have consulted when I do not have information. And I do believe that the information that I give would be justice to this house and assist to the house.
You are still not a member.
Thank you.
So I'm sure you can proceed now from that. Another one.
There's a process to make another question. That in case you don't have information, don't commit. Rather, if you don't submit information, should there be a need for that case when we interpret in a respective process?
Just to correct my question, when I have my other mind. Number one, the process of that issue will allow the complainant to present as petitioners, to present their issues, and then the evidence can make them go to whoever the claims by dedicated their life. That's what we're doing. And since you're not being comfortable with trying to present them, it cannot be that way. Now we are speaking to them. If you're in that process, then they need to get out the numbers to one of you, one of the members of the door. But for now, we are seeing them at the night. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson and House. Can I start? Because from my observation here, there are two issues that need to be addressed. The first being when she was small, the request that most of them had in the temple, that deals specifically with the deficiency itself and circumstances surrounding the deficiency. And the second part of this one of the if the house allows me, can I start with this one, on which I think it will give answers to the concerns of those gentlemen. Yes, indeed. On the 27th, on the 25th of May, the Godfather was given out.
Just to check, complainant, do you need interpretation from what the municipality will be saying in your house? So, the traffic department, and a security company
that would execute the future. The second meeting was held on the
29th.
In this meeting, again, may I have this moment to avoid repeating it into the house if I say the human settlement department. I refer to myself as the house manager, Mr. Mena, as the manager of my administration, Mr. Mukwati, as the chief complainer, and our director. So if I talk about the local housing section, I refer to this first. So this means was with housing section, administration section, the director of public safety, then legal representative, the lawyer that was appointed by the municipality to represent us during this one, as well as the sheriff. The aim of the meeting was to seek advice from the board as to what was the way forward and what legalities should be taken into consideration prior and as this was executed. It indicated that they had made a promise to the court that this would be done in accordance with the law. That implies that safety of the people, being these people that are illegal occupying the land, or by saying that should be
guaranteed.
And he further indicated that we should also get an expert who is the one who will do the eviction. The next advice was that we need to urgently meet with the police or the SCPS and start with the blaming. At the same time, our director safety was mandated to make an appointment with the Brigadier of Potential Police Services and provide them with all the documents that prove that the court has ordered a decision. A date of the 3rd of June 2014 was secured for such a meeting. The venue was the Chawa Police Station, where the Human Settlement Department was in attendance. The director of public safety with his manager for traffic and the manager for ambulance and fire department. The lawyer that was representing the municipality in the case. Members of the ACPS in their different ranks and different sections. If I may mention, there was one for the dog unit, one for public safety, another for host unit, and then there was also the intelligence, and then there was also that you take the wing from the intelligence department. The last two people that are present were the sheriff as well as two representatives from the company that executes the executive company that assists in the election. The security company has given a chance to present as to what you need to do in a situation like that. And the after the presentation, additions were made, and a plan of the addition was carried out. The following is a tentative plan as to the sequence of events, how they should unfold when we get on fire. These are not indicated. We're still talking of the security company first. We're still going to talk about other issues that are concerned. You want to appoint a team of people who would get into the house, ensuring that there is nobody and there are no other substances in the house. You want to also array a second team that will remove the contents of the house. There should also be the presence of a third team that will explain the chef. There should also be a fourth team that is load everything that was taken, her household on the other
side.
And the last team was supposed to go with the son to go and offload at the selected venue. Given that the gentleman in charge has not been there, the TLB should also be present. Because they were permanent structures, they also what they need for a TLB. Basically, that is what he gave to the house on the meeting as his plan as to what he was supposed to do that week. On the other hand, Manjaku local municipality was also mandated to some responsibilities. The first was to ensure that whatever regulations that was taken there had a safe place to be kept there. The second one was, even though political officials or municipal officials do not live on the field, but there should be communication between them. Also, the matching of the chef before they are seen. Then the second was that we need to ensure that they have a place in hand together with security company to make sure that as a shape is dismantled, it is numbered. The same applies to the content of. The Traffic Department Committee was also to make available enough manpower for traffic control for the day. The fire department also needed to go and to bring along the fire engine, shooting guns, and make arrangements with a standby ambulance at the scene. And the infrastructure department, registration, must be contracted so that they can go and check as to all the conditions are there so that they can be cut before the execution of the mission. And then the FAPS was also supposed to ensure that public order unit is there for control purposes. The intelligence unit should also be in action for us to know what to expect so that we change immediately the pending then they should be effective. And the same figures was also from that day requested to patrol as to see what the activities were in that place. In closing, as the party reached on that meeting, we reminded the staff and advised that we should also embark on using politicians to try and persuade the people to leave the premises. The SAPS as well were to consult with or to inform the areas about this plan. And then the meeting was adjourned to the 5th of June. The following were present in the meeting of the 5th of June. Manukyapo Kuching, meaning human settlement, safety and security, fire, traffic, ambulance department. An invitation was also attended and they were invited the disaster team from the district municipality of Sanya. They had brought along with them a representative from Environmental Affairs as well as a member of the provincial Ambulance Department.
The police just also came, but this time they gave them a legal representative. And then in the meeting, it was decided that the execution should be done on the 11th of June. And that all we need to meet is the beginning at 5 o'clock after an assembly at 4 at the police station. Or let me put it this way, that all we need to go to assembly at the police station at 4 o'clock. And then they will move into the venue so that at 5 they are all there. Again, the sheriff will be escorted in at about
5:30.
Then the security company should go in and execute the plan as planned. Once again, the plan was to make sure that there's nobody in the house and there's nothing that is
harmless. The
goods must be removed before the shake is dismantled. The goods as well as the medicine should be loaded onto the truck and moved to a place that the municipality has expected. Again, the plan was set as to from which point were we supposed to enter into the property. Basically, there appeared to be two possible entrance points. One being this main road that drives to, that's between Clare and Congested and Springfield, Congested and Marlborough. And that road will not be used because it's the main entrance into the
town.
The alternative was obviously the level 1. The main traffic was also to do the
same.
And that is what I have mentioned, but to mention this that I did not say that I was trying to avoid repeating things unnecessarily ill. The only thing that happened here was that the district in his country had offered, in addition to what other places were doing, they had offered to assist the school. And then the next meeting would be for the
10th.
Right, before the date of the meeting, all the arrangements that I have read have been made. There was an arrangement for the venue where the goods were going to be kept. We were in communication with the social development department about the venue for people who might appear to be there too.
bana ba tshwanetse go mmeng go ba ke ba tshwenye mo e ba 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 bona ha ba ba le tshikolo ya.
Based on the record that we have, when the team started, provision was made for about 100 people that would be teachers.
We are now proficient in the capital. We are going to have a project that will be done in the capital. We are going to have a project.
The provision made was mainly of nourishment for the evening and the day that followed. And that they be filled from when the goods were sold to the sites that were made available to them. We also were aware from the food that there were 35 service sites available for people that would be left destitute. We, however, were expecting 100 people that would be left stranded. The plan was that temporarily those people would be put in two sites, I mean in a site, two people in a site. And this would last up until 1 year. Finish our talks with the chief of Mambari or the township assumption we are awaiting has been
approved.
The first opportunity was that we were in talks with chief of Mambari Nation. And the last one of that, we were also expecting a township establishment plan approval. Basically, those are the plans, some of the plans that were made in order to prepare ourselves on the day of the election, for the day of the election. And most of the things did happen. I must not like say all went on peacefully, but it was not a nice experience. And all was still out as planned. Among the things that we had not expected, or things that happened that we had not expected, was that we only ended up with 39 people that were left destitute on the evening. We regard them as destitute because they were only recorded, their names were only recorded in the wee hours of the evening after everybody had left. May I withdraw the wee hours to you guys the morning and it was late at around 7. And of these 39, some were the people that were in the division zone and they were there having had their thing around the fire. To give accurate statistics to the house, I would say it was 55 individuals and 39 families. 55 individuals that make up 39 families. All those people were given food at the scene, next to the gate of the University of the State. All those people have their names recorded, as well as their family, in the family column as well as in the church. We wanted to ferry them to a place of safety for individuals, but we were still waiting for confirmation as to whether we are given access to Mama Nini Center or not. Given that it was getting late and there was no response, in consultation with the director of, as the advisor director of safety, we took those 39 families to potential fire stations. On our arrival there, a meeting was held with them. Among the many issues discussed there, the first one, the safety of the place. They were aware that that place was not made for residential purposes, and it becomes unexpected activity, so they should all the time stay here or off places that might make the disturbances. They were also made aware that the municipality, starting on the following day, was going to allocate them in the past. Again, they were made aware that the usher said that two people might share a fire, given that we only had 35, and we were expecting 100. Those were the answers right now. It was also indicated to them that they would be given food for as long as they were under the care of the municipality. They were also made aware that the municipality would assist in helping them build the sheds. Those were the events of the day 11. I should think I might have not mentioned some issues, but I should think with the time of clarity, I will be able to elaborate them. Right. On the 12th, that is the day after the eviction, it was on Thursday. Explained the construction of shed started. However, it did not start at the planning time because there was a delay with the delivery of building goods. They are also mentioned that the same security company that was making requested for their signatures with the kind of the building of the checks. We also requested the assistance of EPWP members from Lugambwish and EPWP members from Tanzania with the construction of the shed. And lastly, our officials in the UN Settlement Department were also
there.
The idea of getting as many people as possible was to make sure that we spend as many as little days as possible in constructing these 39 chairs.
Unfortunately,
given the situation, preaching the word clearly, not heavy. And I must always be managed to control their anger against us. Even though we explained to them that we wouldn't be answered to most of the questions, but they still understood and didn't react the way it was obviously good. So most of the time, our concentration was fixed on the people, the 39 families that were there. We had given reports to our principals about the situation that had started at the fire station and were expecting to react according to their instructions on that. On the same Friday of the 15th, an MSC from Haiti met with the people in the fire station. In his talks, or in his, the fire advisor gave to the people was that in his discretion, he realized that most of them were not there because they were stranded, but they were there because they were there because now that you were supposed to sleep and suffer for you to qualify for your life. And he had indicated and assured them that there was a list that was presented, a list of names of people that was presented in court. And that if your name was appearing there, surely it is a court order that you should be given life. And fair enough that those that were there, the people who were seeking to show that they did they had shelter, that's why they sent their friends and slept at friends' places and neighbors of themselves. And he encouraged them to do such. Yes, indeed, the MEC Social Development did also arrive. I was not involved with the arrangement, and we started not make any arrangements for meals for these people. This is known that we are talking of the 39 with whom we are visiting the teachers, and this number that's forever increasing. To say we are now taking to of two groups of people. The first, the 39 was in the chair of the municipality. And the second group, this for whom we were really in the and this group that was at the fire station. That was forever increasing. And what I was saying was, meals were prepared for them. But there were no arrangements made by the municipality to ensure that this big group is taken care of.
And
Make sure that it's all the same as the last.
let me alleviate this created. Can the house rest assured that these are not mistakes? And might be negligent with the usage of the good Sabbath, but it doesn't imply yielding and individual. It says that anyway, health, they were talking about meetings, for which I do have few minutes, but I was not present. Meetings attended by my colleagues, members of the university, in my absence. So you mean that you are presenting your
Thank you. Of people, we knew they had the facilities, but
clarify what the actual number of the cross is, because I don't know the actual number.
writing is a great enough for themselves to read authentic report and not to publish.
The body is in your heart.
I think Jefferson is a very close, I need to get the exact numbers here for Robert and not to miss the house. And then the next one, the completion is to produce. Yes, indeed, in my living of everybody, I ultimately could not finish the activities of the revolution from the day after the election up to Sunday, because they stretched up Sunday. Hence, in my presentation, I have from time to time tried to create two scenarios. The scenario of the 1990s to the Bush and the scenario of this that I left at the fire station. And I must admit it, somehow I ended up not jumping onto things that were at the fire station and leaving this incomplete. But the process that started from the president had not been in the shed.
I'm going to show you.